Back here in Mankato on the Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show. Starting lineups brought to you by T&W Towing of Albert Lee. The next time you find yourself on the side of the road and you need a tow, you call T&W Towing of Albert Lee. 473-2999. T&W Towing, we meet by accident. For Albert Lee, Jai Malagaya, Kendall Kennis, Christina Espinoza, Nevaeh Wackelt, and Madison Vanderside to starters. For Mankato West, Maddie Bodie, Libby Downs, Landry DeBow, Teresa Kiewat, and also Ariana Smith, the starters for Mankato West. Off the tip, fastball belongs to Albert Lee. I think it went out of bounds off the tip. So Kennis will throw it in. Tigers going from right to left. Albert Lee in the road whites with blue numerals, cherry trim to wear Tigers across the front. Wackles in the top of the key, right side to Kennis. Wackles and Kennis, the top two scorers for Albert Lee, just over 13 points a game. Malagaya top of the key. Now we're to the right side to Espinoza. Espinoza in that right wing. Mankato West in a person-to-person defense. Just underway. Top of the key, Kennis looking for a cutter. Now Kennis in the right wing takes a few dribbles. Still at the basketball. Back to the top to Malagaya. Albert Lee being very patient on their first offensive set. Malagaya on a pick and roll. Try to get it back to Kennis and turned it over. Here comes Mankato West in transition. Thought about a shot at the baseline. And that's Maddie Bodie. She'll dribble it back to the wing. Now swung right side to Kiewit. She's the top scorer, number 12 out there, 17.3 points per game for West. Right side to DeBow. Person-to-person defense by Albert Lee. And now traveling's going to be called on Maddie Bodie. Maddie Bodie, an 11th grader. Libby Downs, a freshman in the starting lineup. Ariana Smith, a freshman. Then the two seniors, Landry DeBow and Teresa Kiewit. Full court pressure. Across the timeline, Albert Lee, there's a double team high in that right wing. It's knocked away from behind and another turnover. Espinoza trying to dribble through the double team and was poked away. West with the basketball, still no score, just over a minute gone by off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. A three-pointer left side is off to the left and a rebound by West. They'll kick it back out, driving in, swings it right side, another three. That three-pointer is good by Maddie Bodie. So Bodie hits a three, offensive rebound turns into 3 points. Scarlets on top, 3-0. Trying to half-court pressure once again. Tigers break it nicely. Now inside the Kennis, it's over her head. And that's three turnovers on three possessions. Tigers have not got a shot off as of yet. West the other way, kicks in the corner. Three-point attempt, right wing. That shot is long. Rebound, a battle for it. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wackelts going for the rebound. Landry DeBow on that three-point attempt. Take that back was last touch by Mankato West. 3-0 Scarlet, 16-13 to go here in the first half. Full court pressure. Tigers have the break it. They'll bring it across the timeline. They'll try to trap in the wing. Kennis back to the top of the key to Vanderside. Left side to Malagaya. In the corner to Wackles trying to tie with a three. Her three-pointer is long. Rebound goes off a few fingertips. Kennis trying to save it. She bounced it in between her legs, but she stepped out of bounds and basketball back to Mankato West. So after three turnovers on three straight possessions, Tigers do get a shot. A good look by Wackles in the corner. 3-0. Mankato West on top. Tigers 1-15. Mankato West 7-12. Winners their last three. Inside, back in her way on Kennis. Double team comes by Malagaya out to the right wing. Thought about a three. Driving in. Layup off the glass is too strong. Rebound tipped and kept alive there by Smith. Kicks off her three-pointer top of the key. That shot is long by Kiewit. And a rebound pulled down by Malagaya. So an offensive rebound does not turn the points. It stays 3-0 Scarlets with 15:26 to go here in the first half. Top of the key, Wackelts. Wackelts in for a screen from Kennis. Kennis spins to the bucket. Not able to get it to her. Malagaya left wing at the free throw line. Jai goes right to the bucket. Layup off the glass is good. Good take by Jai Malagaya. Going right to the bucket. It's 3-2. After Kennis had cut through as a cutter, the paint was open and Malagaya went right to it. Posting up inside is Smith. Now Smith hands it off to a cutter, and a foul's going to be called. That was Libby Downs, and Downs was fouled, and she'll shoot two. Downs is only a freshman. She's averaging 10.6 points per game. So the foul's on Wackles. That'll be her first team foul number one. So only a freshman again, 10.6 points a game. Teresa Kiewat leads the team, 17.3 points per game. First free throw by Downs is good. And it's 4-2 Mankato West on top, just underway. 3 minutes gone by here for Mankato West High School. Second free throw is also good. And it's 5-2 Scarlets. Again, Mankato West looking to trap at half court. Wachholz still in the backcourt. Swings it over to Vanderside. Now a pass in the front court is knocked away by Smith out of bounds into the Mankato West bench. Elbert Lee will keep it. We know this for many games this year. Tigers, not the tallest team in the Big Nine. Definitely lacking in height against a taller Mankato West team. No heights are listed in the program. On the right wing, that's Espinoza. Hands off to Wachholz. Back to Kennis for a long three. That one is long. Rebound tapped around. Chased down by Wachholz. Wachholz, nice pass on the baseline. Easy layup from the left block over to, who was that? Was that Kennis? No, Espinoza got the bucket. Now layup on the other end. Flying in is DeBow. So the teams exchange buckets. It's 7-4. 7-4, and now a double dribble on Malagaya. But going back to that last play, Wachholz on the left block underneath. Bounce pass to the right side to Espinoza for an easy lay-in. But another turnover on Elbert Lee. I got four turnovers on the Tigers so far. 14-20 to go first half. 7-4. Scarlets up by three here on Kate Radio. Downs swings it left side of the free throw line. Back to Downs. Downs guarded by Kennis in the paint. Stops about 10 feet from the bucket. Kicks it out for a three-pointer. Shot put up. That's well short. And goes out of bounds on a three-pointer by DeBow. And basketball back to Elbert Lee. Again, the Tigers coming off a loss to a Rochester Century, where I believe they were down 40-13 at halftime. They lost 72-26, the Century on Tuesday. So looking for a better start tonight as Malagai had it knocked away, and now a jump ball, and the arrow belongs to Elbert Lee. So Malagai lost it for a second. Coming over to tie her up was Downs. The arrow belongs to the Tigers. 13:52 to go here in the first half. 7-4 Scarlets in Big Nine Conference action. Malagaya in the backcourt. Jal bringing it across the timeline. Double team comes, and then she almost threw it away. Scramble on the ground. Nice job keeping it alive with Espinoza. Now Kennis, a pass to Wachholz. Her left-handed layup is short. Rebound by Mankato West. Here comes the Scarlets the other way. Three-point attempt in transition is good by Downs. Downs looked like an NBA player there, just pulling up. In transition, knocks down to three. She's got 5 points. Biggest lead for Wester up by five. Get across the timeline to Vanderside, threw it away in the corner. Espinoza was kind of stuck there on the sideline at half court, and she finally got rid of it before a five-second call. And Albert Lee is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. That half-court pressure definitely doing the job right now for Mankato West. 13-18 to go here in the first half from Mankato. Scarlets 9, Elbert Lee 4. Back in a moment on Kate.
It's tax season, and H&R Block is here to make it a season worth celebrating. Whether you choose to file in person, virtually, or via drop-off, you'll get upfront, transparent pricing and expert help from tax pros that average a decade of experience. Plus, H&R Block's max refund guarantee means you'll ring in the season by getting every dollar you deserve. File your way with H&R Block, and tax season will feel just as good as all your favorite seasons. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
Timeouts on Kate Radio, brought to you by Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law at 202 West Clark Street in Elbert Lee, or call 373-4680. After the timeout, Scarlets with the basketball up by five. In the left corner, that's Rachel Young, first time she's been in.
Kiewit with the basket.
So Kiewit, she got it to her, cutting in the lane, and Kiewit gets her first bucket. Is that two for Kiewit? Yep. So it's 11-4. Scarlets up by seven. Their biggest lead. Mankato in a 2-3 zone. Wachholz from the free throw line. Her jumper is good for the lefty. That's one way to pass it around the zone. It's 11-6. They found Wachholz wide open. 15-foot jumper. And Avea knocks it down. Lead back to five. At the free throw line. Pull-up jumper trying to answer. Shot no good by Kiewit. And a rebound pulled down by Elbert Lee. Wachholz will bring it across the timeline. 12:20 to go first half. Right side to Espinoza. Now back in a person-to-person defense by Mankato West. Malagaya in between the circles. That MW logo at center court for Mankato West. Right corner. That's Vanderside. Vanderside with knee braces on both knees. Vanderside dribbles in back to the corner to Kennis. Right wing to Malagaya. Malagaya looking to drive. Malagaya kicks it back to Kennis. Good coverage on Kennis. Kennis trying to clear things out. Now back to the wing to Wackels. Wackels gets the cutter right to the bucket. It's blocked. A good block as Espinoza went up with it. And that was Smith who blocked it away. Loose ball picked up by West. Cross-court pass right side in the corner for a three. That three-pointer is no good. Rebound pulled down by Albert Lee. They like to shoot the threes. Kiewit on that three-point attempt. Rebound pulled down by Espinoza. Five-point lead for West. 11:25 to go first half. Malagaya trying to split the defense, lost the handle and turned it over. Got in the paint but lost it. And here comes Mankato West. Right wing. Smith back to the top. Swung left side. Over to Kiewit. Top of the key to Olsen. Back to Kiewit. Tigers staying in a person-to-person. Defense back to the top. Inside. Now kicked out. There's a three-point attempt left wing. That three-pointer short. Malagaya comes down with the rebound. Good box out by Jai. That three-pointer missed by Smith. 11-6. Five-point lead for Mankato West. 10:49 to go here in the first half. Kennis looking to drive. Kennis got to the left block and back to the top of the key. Malagaya with it. Jai still with the basketball, going to reset the offense on that right wing. Going to hand it off to Wackels. Wackels around his screen. Wackels unloads for a three. Her three is long. Rebound pulled down. A strong rebound there by Downs for Mankato West. Downs still with it. Flips in the corner. Now back to the wing. Wide open look for a three. That three is no good by Olsen. Rebound tapped around, a battle for it. And West comes up with the offensive rebound. That's Kiewit. Back to the left wing to Olsen. Top of the key to Young. Young for three. Her three-pointer is long. Rebound, going to go out of bounds. Nice job by Vanderside to box out the defender for Mankato West, not able to get to that rebound. Substitution, Jalen Boss will check in for Malagaya. So it's Wackels, Boss, Kennis, Vanderside, and Espinoza out there for Albert Lee. We'll reset the West offense here in just a second. Pass to Wackels in the top of the key. It's knocked away, turned it over. Two-on-two break the other way. In transition, layup left-handed. Layup spins in by Bodie. Bodie's got five, and it's 13-6. Back to the biggest lead of the game. Scarlet's up by seven. They're making defense in the offense. Boss drives in. Nice drop-off pass to right block. Too strong, put up. It's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Albert Lee. Beautiful pass from the left to the right to Espinoza. Espinoza could not finish. And it goes out of bounds. So Kayla Johnson will check in for the first time. Kayla Johnson, a junior. Like we mentioned, Jalen Boss, a sophomore out there for Albert Lee. 9:34 to go first half. 7-point lead for the Scarlets in a low-scoring affair so far. Driving baseline, good defense by Wackels. Fadeaway baseline jumper is going to rattle in. That was a beautiful move by Kiewit. Kiewit's got 4 points. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Biggest lead for Wester up by 9, 15-6. And now triple team. Kennis turns it over. Long pass ahead. Layup is too strong. Offensive rebound and a foul. Kennis had to make that foul. The offensive rebound by Olsen. Olsen put it back up. And a good foul by Kennis. That'll be her first team foul number two. So shooting two will be Jillian Olsen. Looking for her first points tonight. West up by nine. West still up by nine. First free throw is short. Both these teams play in very good sections. Section 1-3A for Albert Lee. Section 2-3A for Mankato West. Second free throw for Olsen. That one is good. She hits one of two. Scarlets are up by 10, 16-6 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Kennis in the backcourt. Kennis swings it across over to Boss, and then it was knocked away out of bounds. Basketball stays with Albert Lee. Right now in Section 1, Stuartville is ranked number 4. Red Wings ranked number 8. Austin, 18. And Byron is ranked 20th. So four of the top 20 teams in Section 1-3A. In Section 2-3A, Jordan's ranked 7th. Mankato East is ranked 16th. Tigers with the basketball, almost knocked away. Kennis gets it back in the top of the key. Kennis looking for some help, hands it off to Wackels. Wackels spins, Wackels in the paint, puts it up tough. Shot, it spins in for Wackels. Good, strong move right to the bucket by Wackels. She's got 4 points the other way. Little 6-foot jumper off the glass, no good. Boss taps it out to a Scarlet. Driving in, now back to the top of the key. 3-point attempt is put up. That one is short, rebound by Wackels on the miss by Young. 16-8. Again, Tigers still right there. Early three-pointer by Tennis, right corner. That's long. Boskis to rebound. Now back to Wacko's underneath, over her head and out of bounds. And a turnover on Albert Lee. Smith and Downs will check back in. And I think Mankato West going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 8:22 to go here in the first half. Good one early. Mankato West 16, Albert Lee 8. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Tiger Girls Basketball on Kane.
Get your vehicle ready for Old Man Winter at Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lee. Their skilled and experienced mechanics have you covered with quality products and dependable workmanship at affordable prices. Batteries, brakes, maintenance, auto repair, the best tires and service around. You only need to know one name. Hanson Tire, for all your automotive needs, no matter what the season. Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee. Stop by today or go online at HansonTire.com. For all your automotive needs, no matter what the season. Once you try them, they're sure you'll be back for more.
Dust, dirt, and allergens are always looming in even the cleanest of homes. Minimize their presence in your home with Aero Hyperallergenic Soft Flooring from Mohawk. From its surface to attached premium cushion, Aero won't absorb any moisture, helping prevent the growth of allergens. It also releases dust, dirt, and pet dander more easily when vacuumed. Aero has no VOCs or odor and is latex-free. That's right, no new carpet smell. Visit Floors for You in Ellendale today to experience pure peace of mind with Aero Hypoallergenic Soft Flooring.
Timeouts on Kate Radio, brought to you by Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. So West, after the timeout, they have the basketball up by 8. Pass inside the right block. Layup is good. Got to the block. No one was there. Downs with an easy bucket. She's got 7 points. Back to a 10-point lead. 18-8 Mankato West. Kennis throws in the front court to Wackles. Wackles right baseline. Wackles driving in. Back to the top to Kennis. Kennis left side. The Boss for three. That three-pointer's off. Wackles gets it. Lays it back up. Left it short. And a rebound pulled down by Downs. Turned into a pass from Boss, and Wacko's reverse layup just couldn't get her to go. Now Mankato West almost threw it away, and then they knocked it off of Boss. Falling out of bounds was DeBow, right in front of Dr. Jody Schultz, and she tossed it back, and Boss could not hang on to the basketball. So it goes out of bounds, last touch by Boss. So Malagaya, Kennis, Boss, Wackles, and Johnson out there for Albert Lee. Tigers down by 10, 7:38 to go first half. Wackles with four, Espinoza with two, Malagaya with two. Pass inside, turnaround shot. That hit the back of the backboard. Or was it blocked by Wackles? Good defense by Wackles on Smith on the block. Substitution, Kiewit back in the game, replacing Olsen. Inbounds will be Downs, the freshman. In that left corner, thought about a three, was Bodie. Back to the top of the key for a three. That three-pointer is good by DeBow. DeBow's got 5 points. West with their biggest lead of the game. They're up 21-8. 21-8 Scarlets. Trying to trap at half court again. Now to Kennis, open for a three right corner. That shot is up and just rattles in and out. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Boss. Boss went over the back, battling with DeBow for the rebound. Last touch by Boss. But I like that way of breaking the half-court pressure. The pass from half-court came to Kennis wide open in that right corner. Tigers maybe have found a spot in this half-court pressure. 13-point lead for Mankato West. 7 minutes to go, first half. At the left elbow, kicks in the corner. Three-pointer put up by Bodie. Her three is short. Rebound by Mankato West. Pulled down by Smith. Smith is triple team. Kicks it back out. A three by DeBow. It's good. Well, it's raining threes for Mankato West. Their fourth three-pointer of the first half, and they are up by 16. Biggest lead for the Scarlets, 24-8. Pressure again. Malagaya needs some help. She picked up her dribble, and then she threw it away in a layup for an easy bucket there by DeBow. DeBow's got 10 points, and just like that, the lead has grown to 18, 26-8. Kennis in the right corner. Back to Malagaya in the right wing. Back to Kennis. 6:17 to go here in the first half. Kennis drives in, trying to drop it off to Boss. Gets knocked away. Scramble for on the ground. Loose ball. And a jump ball belongs to Mankato West. So it was a 16-8 game. It's a 10-0 run by the Scarlets. Powered by Landry DeBow with 10 points to lead all scores. 26-8. Tigers coming in, averaging 46 points a game, giving up 67. And defense-wise, they played well. Just the turnovers That definitely helped Mankato West to this 18-point lead. In the paint, on a 2-3 zone, left-handed layup is put up, shot no good, rebound. It's going to be another jump ball. No, Wachholz able to muscle it away. After the ball missed the layup, she was tied up with Wachholz, and Wachholz said, nope, they're not going to tie me up, and Athens got the basketball. Take that back. Nevaeh's got the basketball. Kennis kicks it out. Driving baseline, double team comes, then threw it away. Trying to pass across that baseline was Johnson, another turnover on Albert Lee. 5:29 to go here in the first half, 18-point lead for Mankato West. In the corner, thought about a three was Bodie. Back to the top of the key to DeBow. Get 2-3 zone, Malagai and Kennis on top. They got her trapped. Now right wing over to Downs. At the free throw line, quick 15-foot jumper. That shot is no good. It's going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by West. The 15-foot miss shot by Smith. Substitution, Christina Espinoza will check in. Wachholz will sit down. So Malagaya, Kennis, Johnson. He's out there with Boss. Get Mankato West still looking to trap at half court. Espinoza with it. Espinoza in the back court. Dribbles around one Scarlet. Brings in the front court right side. She's double teamed there. She's in trouble, and there's going to be a jump ball. The arrow this time belongs to Albert Lee. Coming up at halftime, we talked with T.J. Collins, Jr., Albert Lee's senior boys basketball player. He is this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. If you missed that interview with T.J., we'll play it back coming up at halftime. On the block, Johnson with it back in her way in. She's blocked from behind. Johnson gets it again, and Johnson will be fouled as she was held. Smith going for the loose ball. That wasn't on Smith. Who was that on? It's going to be on Young. And it's hard to believe that's the first foul on Mankato West. 13 minutes and 10 seconds into the game. First foul on Mankato West. Albert Lee with just two personal fouls. Been a very clean game so far. Johnson right wing in the corner to Kennis. Kennis unloads for three. Her three-pointer is long. Rebound pulled down by Olsen. It's a 10-0 run by West. The lead is up to 18. Carly Emery. Now pull-up jumper in the paint from 12 feet, knocks it down. That was a nice shot by Kiewit. Kiewit's got half a dozen. It's a 12-0 run just like that. The lead is 20, 28-8. Kendall Kennis with it, now right side. Over to Espinoza, back to the top. Swung left side to Malagaya for three. Her three-pointer is long. Rebound pulled down. Johnson and Boss ran into each other. Mankato West picks it up. Coming the other way. Ran to Malagaya. There's no whistle. Shot put up from 15 feet is no good. Rebound is scored by Kiewit. Kiewit's got 8 points. It's now 30-8. 14-0 run by Mankato West to take control. Malagaya top of the key. Drives in. She gets it knocked away from behind. Sliding on the floor trying to save it is Johnson. But Johnson slides out of bounds in the right corner. Basketball back to Mankato West. Eve Olmanson checks in for Mankato West. DeBose out there. Also Emery, Young, and Kiewit out there for Mankato West. Kennis has it about 15 feet from the bucket. Kennis backing her way in. Puts it up off the glass. Now it's just going to shake out. Kennis gets her own rebound. Kennis puts it back up. That one is no good. A lot of contact, no whistle. DeBose with it for Mankato West with 3:33 to go in the first half. Tigers down by 22. In that left corner. That's Young. Young back to the wing. Now the top of the key to Carly Emery. Swung right side over to Kiewit. Now a three-pointer shot put up, and I didn't see who hit that one. That is going to be Olmanson. Olmanson with a long two-pointer, and it's 32-8. 16-0 run. Tigers were only down by eight. They need a basket here. Malagai with a three-pointer left side shot. No good. Rebound in Mankato West. Scarlett's looking to run again. In the front court. On the baseline, double team drops off the free throw line of DeBow in the corner. A three-point shot put up, and good by Kiewit. Kiewit's got 11, and it's 35-8. 19-0 run by Mankato West. Tigers need a bucket. Kennis right side. Kennis still at the basketball looking for some help. Kennis top of the key, left side over to Boss. Boss drives baseline, splits the double team, puts it up, left it short. Loose ball picked up by DeBow. Coming the other way, DeBow, long pass to transition. Layup is blocked, but the loose ball is picked up and scored by DeBow. Young had her layup blocked, and then DeBow was there to clean it up. 11 points for DeBow. Timeout by Albert Lee. It's now a 37-8 lead. It's a 21-0 run by Mankato West. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:23 to go here in the first half. Mankato West 37, Albert Lee 8. We're back in a moment on Kane.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lee's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lee makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like, they'll make it any way you want them to. Just call 373-7350.
Head coach Dr. Jody Schultz kind of talked about this during the pregame interview, and I talked with her before the game. Is they're changing up their goals because they know in this Big Nine Conference it's tough. It's tough to win. They're 1-15 on the season. They just want to show improvement every single game, better at rebounding and cutting down on turnovers, and just hoping that the young ladies are having fun out there, as it has been probably a frustrating season. It's tough to be 1-15. Well, these young ladies show up to practice every day, working hard. And right now, they're down by 29 points against a Mankato West team that's definitely started to turn things on, winning three games in a row, including knocking off the top team, Rochester Male, their last time out. As that one's knocked out of bounds, last touch by Albert Lee. In the corner, Maddie Vanderside had it knocked away. So after Mankato West had lost five games in a row, again, they're definitely playing some better basketball. Right wing, that's Olsen. Olsen gets to the Downs. Downs dribbles it out to the corner. Now at the free throw line, back to Downs in the wing. 2-3 zone by Albert Lee. Top of the key, Malagaya and Vanderside. Back in her way, you know, kicking it out. Thought about it through as DeBoe. DeBoe goes right in. Her layup is short, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson, and Johnson did not move. Had her hand straight up, but DeBoe kind of rubbed off her, and DeBoe gets the call. That'll be her first. So two free throws coming up for Landry DeBoe. Again, Mankato West 7-8 in the conference, as that free throw is no good by DeBoe. Coming into action tonight, Rochester Male still on top of the conference, 14-2. Austin at 13-3. Century 12-4. Red Wing 12-4. Mankato East 11-4. Pretty tight on top of the conference. That second free throw is good by DeBoe. So DeBoe gets one of two. It's 38-8. 22-0 run by Mankato West. Johnson with a left wing. Johnson the paint out to Malagaya for three, right wing. That one is good. Jai Malagaya with a three-pointer to stop a 22-0 run by West. Much-needed basket for Albert Lee. 38-11. The lead is 27 with a minute 11 to go here in the first half. Right wing Olsen. Inside the free throw line to Smith. Kicks in the corner to Olsen. Olsen drives baseline. Drops off at the right elbow. 12-foot jumper put up. That is long by Downs. Rebound, a battle for it. And Johnson ripped it away from one of the Scarlets. Wachholz the other way. Wachholz still with the basketball. Now she'll dribble it back to the left wing. Wachholz. Right side to Malagaya. Malagaya looking to drive in. Right to the bucket. Jai puts it up. Her layup is left short. Rebound pulled down by DeBoe. With 41 seconds and a double team comes. And it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Malagaya. Nice job by Vanderside and Malagaya. Trapping the rebounder. Substitution. Kiewit will check back in. And Kennis back in. So Kennis out there with Malagaya on top of the zone. Wachholz, Espinoza, and Vanderside underneath. 33 seconds to go here in the first half. Left wing to Olsen. Now at the free throw line, almost turning it over with Smith. Back to Olsen, that left corner. Back to the top of the key to Kiewit. Kiewit right side to Bodie. Bodie looking to drive. Good defense by Wachholz. Back to the wing. Back to the top of the key. Wide open look for Kiewit for three. That one's no good. Rebound by Wachholz. 10 seconds to go here in the first half. Wachholz will bring it across the timeline. Over to Kennis with seven for three. That one is short. Rebound. Albert Lee pulls it down with three. That's Vanderside. She had it knocked away, and this first half will come to an end. Vanderside got the rebound, but she was stripped by Kiewit, trying to go back up for a bucket. And the first half of action comes to an end here in Mankato. At the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, Mankato West 38, Albert Lee 11.
We'll take a timeout. We're going to play back the interview with T.J. Collins Jr., Albert Lee Senior Boys Basketball Player, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, and we'll recap the first half of action for you right here on Kate. Halftime score again, Mankato West, thanks to a 22-0 run in the first half. They're in control, up by 27. Scarlets 38, Tigers 11. We're back in a moment on KATE, Albert Lee.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little more complex. Or maybe your... it just doesn't work. No matter day or night, 7 days a week, Master Plumbing in Albert Lee offers you the best rates in town. You get experience, you save money, and with their fast and friendly service, you won't have to worry about that much longer. Call Master Plumbing in Albert Lee, 373-7454. Licensed and insured, Master Plumbing of Albert Lee. MasterPlumbingAL.com.
We're at halftime here on Kate Radio, 38-11. 27-point lead right now for Mankato West. We'll recap the first half coming up in just a moment. Earlier today, we talked to our newest Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, averaging over 17 points a game, 7-plus rebounds. He's been key in the wins for Albert Lee this season. 5 wins for the Tigers for the boys' basketball team, only 2 last year. This young man transferred from Rochester Century, spending his senior year at Albert Lee, and he's definitely been a big factor for Albert Lee boys basketball. So if you missed the conversation, we'll replay it for you right now with Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, senior Albert Lee boys basketball player, T.J. Collins Jr. 3:10 here on Kate Radio, afternoons with Aaron. Didn't get a chance to catch up with him last week, but we're going to talk to him today. Our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, T.J. Collins Jr., a senior captain for the Albert Lee boys basketball team. We'll talk to Harrison Cates later this week about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. T.J., a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, T.J., let's talk about your basketball career here at Albert Lee. Now, you are a transfer. You came from one of the Rochester schools?
Yeah, I came from Rochester Century.
And making the transition, how has that been going from Century to Albert Lee? I'm assuming you're enjoying your senior year as a Tiger.
Yeah, of course. The transition has been good. Everyone here has been welcoming. It's been exciting. And it's just all around been a good year here. School-wise, basketball-wise, everything.
Awesome to hear. Now, I know Harrison Cates talks a lot of positive things about you being one of the captains for this year's Albert Lee basketball team, and we'll talk about that. But, T.J., let's talk about basketball when it comes to when did you start basketball, and, you know, what are some of, you know, different places maybe you played before you got here to Albert Lee?
So I started playing basketball in a Rochester, like, church league called Champion Youth.
Okay, cool.
So I started in that, and then RUBA, which is like Rochester's like youth league. So I played in that through eighth grade. So probably like 4 through 8 was in that. And then my freshman through junior year, I was at Century. And then now my senior year, I'm here in Albert Lee.
T.J. Collins Jr. with us, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week for this week. And a T.J., if someone asked you, and I'm going to ask you right now, to describe your game, where are your strengths? What do you think is the best part of your game right now, and where do you think you keep kind of maybe working on things to improve?
I would say the strength of my game is just my understanding of it, like time, situation, just my overall understanding of the game and just how smart I am. I would say that would be my overall best attribute. And what I need to work on is just, you know, you can never not be in enough shape for basketball, so just being in better shape.
Now, basketball IQ is very important, and that makes things a lot easier, probably especially when you gel with a new team like you have here with Albert Lee. And, you know, the team is up to, I think it's 4 or 5 wins now. I'm sure the team wishes there was more W's on the board, and there's still lots of basketball yet to be played. But how has that transition been with you being, you know, the new guy coming into this year's team? It sounds like they've been very welcoming.
Yeah, so the whole team has welcomed me in, made me feel like one of them. Like, I've been here all 4 years, but in actuality, I've only been here 1 year. So all the guys, like, they make sure I'm part of the team. When I first moved here, there was no bad blood, no nothing. It was come in, let's get to work, and let's win games.
They never gave you, you know, a hard time for being a Panther, right?
Nah.
It was all good?
Yeah, it was all good.
Now, TJ, besides a basketball, what other sports or activities do you enjoy?
I played baseball until last year, and I played football until my 10th grade year.
Okay. Any plans to go out for the baseball team this year?
I was thinking about it, but I don't know. I might not. I might just take it off.
I got
you. See what's happening with basketball. And, I mean, we got Jacob. Jacob will be back, so they may not need me.
Are you a pitcher?
Nah.
No. Well, if you do choose to go out for baseball, it's definitely one of my favorite sports. It'd be fun to see you out there on the diamond. Do you have any future plans scheduled right now for after high school?
As of right now, no. I'm just going with the flow, seeing what happened with the season. Hopefully, I can get something to go play somewhere else after high school. So, as of right now, my options are open.
So, with your game, do you consider yourself more of a mid-range shooter, a drive to the bucket guy, or do you like hanging out behind the arc and knocking down threes?
I would say my favorite spot to get to is the mid-range, but on the year right now, I'm shooting, I think, like 56% from three. So on the year, I would say threes, but my favorite shot is the mid-range shot.
Okay. TJ Collins Jr., our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, joining us here on Kate Radio, member of the Albert Lea boys basketball team. And TJ, before I let you go, just mention your family, your parents, and if you have any siblings.
I have two siblings, two sisters, Candace and Kiana, I call her KK. My mom, my dad, Teddy Collins Sr., Carissa Shandorf, and then my grandparents, Maria and Shane Dietrich.
Sounds good. Anybody else you want to say hi to? The radio is yours.
Gotta say hi. Let's say hi to Nana. Love all y'all. Thank you guys for everything you guys have done for me.
That's awesome. TJ Collins Jr., Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Get a member of the Albert Lea boys basketball team. He's definitely been a leader, transferring over from Rochester Century, averaging over 17 points a game for the Albert Lea boys basketball team. TJ, thank you so much for the time, and we'll see you on the court sometime soon.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thank you to TJ Collins Jr. for joining me this afternoon. This week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, senior at Albert Lea High School boys basketball player. Great conversation there with TJ. Halftime, 38-11. Mankato West on top. DeBoe with 13. Kiewit with 11. Two Scarlets in double figures. 6 points for Downs. 5 for Bodie. 2 for Omensen. And 1 for Olsen. For Albert Lea, 3 players have scored. Malagaya with 5. Wackles with 4. And Espinoza with 2. Again, it was a 16-8 game early, but a 22-0 run is the difference right now for Mankato West as they're up by 27 at halftime. This in-game recap brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lea. Their buffet offers pizza, chicken, salad bar, dessert for carryout or delivery. Pizza Ranch in the Northbridge Mall in Albert Lea. Second half action coming up next on Kate.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Ready for a career change while making a difference in the community? Smart Transit is currently taking applications for full-time drivers. Apply online at smartbusmn.org. We provide the training, safe and rewarding position with benefits and competitive salary. See the positive difference. Smart Transit.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing, too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lea. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 60 months with 5.29 APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their winter loan special, 377-1616. Member NCUA.
KATE.